So Education Secretary Linda McMahon was in town yesterday. She visited a number of different schools, the Pembroke Academy. She visited Renaissance High School in Detroit and Washington Parks Academy in Redford. She also visited Hillsdale College as part of this trip. She did talk a lot about colleges and what college should be. Quote, college should be a trial by fire that inspires students to struggle and strive. And this should begin in the admissions office, where the requirements should be rigorous, selective, and completely merit-based. Classes should be challenging and make no apologies or accommodations. And this is all part of this idea of downsizing what the federal oversight of education is and passing more of that down to the state level. Congressman Tim Walberg was with the secretary yesterday and joins us to talk about her trip. Congressman, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be with you.
What was it? What does it mean to have Linda McMahon in town talking about education here in the state?
Well, it's exciting. Michigan is a place that was known for its educational prowess for many, many years. As we talked yesterday, brought my vice chairman of the Education and Workforce Committee that I chair with me, Burgess Owens from Utah. As we drove from the Hillsdale campus, both Hillsdale College and Hillsdale Academy, the classical school we toured, I talked about the arsenal of democracy and what education meant to this state as we did what we needed to do to support the war effort and then beyond with the auto industry and everything that really pushed America forward. And it's sad to see the NAEP scores, the most recent ones that came out last night, are discouraging. We have to turn things around. And to have the education secretary there, whose quote you just read really espouses what I believe and what I think will make education great, and that starts by pushing it back to the closest to the student, and that's the teacher, parent, and the student themselves to get things done. And yesterday was exciting. I was only able to be with her before we headed back to D.C. At Pembroke and at Hillsdale, but we got an example of what can be done. And I believe what can be done in every school district and needs to be done in every school district across Michigan, across this country. Mm. And that's not just charter schools. That's not just classical schools. That's not just public schools. But it's a whole gamut of things that meet the needs of the student.
You mentioned that American high school senior scores on major math and reading tests failed to their lowest levels on record, according to the U.S. Department of Education here. So how do we make it better? Putting it back to the states, how does that make it better? And is there a plan to do this state by state since this is a 50-state tour?
Well, there is a plan to do it state by state, Jamie. I appreciate that question. But I believe we need to go back to the basics. We've spent over $1 trillion since the founding of the Department of Education, which is only back to 1980. And before that, we were the arsenal of democracy. We were the hotbed of innovation in the world. The space industry came, but before that, the agricultural, industrial revolution, all of that took place with common sense approaches. Things like phonics, we watch kids doing various phonics approaches to learning not only how to read and sound out letters, but also to print and then ultimately do cursive and things like that. Just the basics that are there. And really putting a partnership in place. Pembroke was interesting. They have a partnership marriage at the beginning of each year, and they had on display the wedding cake that had the five principals that are involved in that school, the heritage system, and they have the parents state vows with the teachers who will state vows, and almost a marriage, a partnership, saying this is what we commit to. We will not divorce, but we will work together to bring about what's necessary for the student. You know, those type of concepts, Jamie, worked in years gone by where parents and teachers were involved together, and the local community had those ideas for what worked best for the kids, and merit was encouraged. Discipline is put in the classroom. Teachers are given the opportunity to teach because there was a support base. And so that's what we're talking about. It's not just a one-size-fits-all. The learning capabilities, I think, will be expanded by giving the laboratories of success in education, each individual state the opportunity to show what can be done. And Michigan could do that. We could get back to leading the way, and Indiana and Illinois and Ohio could be watching what we're doing. And then the reverse, we watching what they do that brings about success. And that doesn't involve a monolithic entity called the U.S. Department of Education. It works better at the local level.
So then where are we at on this process? This is something that would require congressional approval. Is there an appetite for that?
Well, we've started it. First time in history, we have a federal tuition tax credit that is available. It's minimal at this point, but we at least have it in law. We put it in place in the Working Families Tax Cut Bill, the ECCA, Educational Choice Act. It gives each state, this is not a mandate, but it gives each state, including Michigan, the opportunity through their legislature and their governor to make a decision whether they will allow this federal tax tax credit to be used by their constituents, their residents in Michigan. I know that Indiana and Ohio are already going to use that, give people the opportunity to put funds with a federal tax credit towards scholarshiping people across a spectrum, which would include public charter schools as well. Hmm. And I think that will start the ball rolling, and people will see it works. It doesn't hurt the traditional public schools. In fact, I think the competition, the commitment to education will encourage all of our public schools to step up as well. They can do it. They have the resources. They have the teachers. I think there are a lot of teachers just longing for the opportunity to stand or sit in front of those kids and have a huge, unabated opportunity to educate. And I think parents want to see that as well.
Where do you stand on this cell phone ban that some states are implementing? Because some are saying these scores here for 12th graders are related to screen time and phones.
You know, that should be a local issue. But if I were making decision, if I were voting on that at a school board meeting, I would vote for it. I'm old enough to remember that if we were chewing gum in the classroom,
that
we
was
had
a
problems.
Bad no-no. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember trying to listen to the World Series on my transistor radio, tucked away and hidden in such a way that I could listen until I got caught. The classroom is for education, and you know, when some parents say, well, I want it for security to know where my kid is, be able to communicate, well, you can do that by calling the office. The classroom is a place for education, and anything that takes away the attention of the students, and it was beautiful to watch a little kindergartens yesterday being carefully brought through how to draw a C and do it right and hold their pencils right and understand the science of reading.
Sure.
Through phonetics. That doesn't take place when the student
right.
has a cell phone
right.
in front of them.
Well, Congressman, I think you taught us that you were able to listen to the Tigers World Series and still be a congressman. See how that turned out for you?
Some distractions okay.
Yeah. Congressman Tim Walberg, always appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
have
of course. You got it. You do the same. We'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.